This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Alex Ritson. The former chief executive of one of Ireland's biggest banks, Irish Life and Permanent, has been convicted of conspiracy to defraud in the run-up to the global financial crisis. Dennis Casey's conviction follows guilty verdicts earlier this month for two former executives of Anglo-Irish Bank. It was the longest criminal trial in Irish history and focused on the events which ultimately led to Ireland seeking an international bailout in 2008 when the property sector collapsed, threatening to take most of the banking sector with it. Dermot Fleming is a financial journalist in Dublin. Asked him exactly what the men had been charged with.
Four senior former bankers were charged with conspiracy to defraud to the tune of €7.2 billion in 2008. Now, one of them was cleared, but three have been found guilty in what's the longest ever criminal trial in Irish history, which lasted for 89 days. Now, the jury was out before today's final verdict for 2 weeks. A number of the other verdicts were passed last week. Now, the four were accused of operating a scheme to give a false picture of health for Anglo-Irish Bank with the help of another bank, Irish Life and Permanent. Now, how it operated was that Anglo loaned €7.2 billion, that's around $8.2 billion, to Irish Life and Permanent, which then, through a subsidiary, placed the money on deposit back at Anglo-Irish Bank. Effectively, it was a circular transaction. So, customer deposits are a measure of confidence in a bank, so having this big injection of deposits made Anglo-Irish Bank look much healthier than it was, when in actual fact it was in mounting financial trouble at the time.
So what was the defence?
Well, the three convicted included some of the biggest names in Irish banking. Dennis Casey, for example, was the chief executive of Irish Life and Permanent. Willie McAteer was the former finance director of Anglo. And John Bowe was another senior Anglo executive. Now, their lawyers argued that the Irish state's financial regulator at the time knew that Ireland's banks were in difficulty in 2007 and 2008. And Dennis Casey told detectives that the regulator wanted the Irish banks to help each other out in time of need. To don the green jersey was the phrase used. Now, he and the other accused believed that the scheme was legal in that the money was a true deposit, just not one from ordinary customers, and that one bank was helping the other out in the national interest, underpinned by the sentiments of the regulator. Now, the judge rejected this defence and the jury convicted on the evidence before them in three of the four cases.
What's been the public reaction in Ireland?
Well, Ireland's banking system effectively collapsed in 2008 when the state guaranteed the bank's liabilities, which then placed them on the shoulders of the public rather than the bank's private investors. Now, at the centre of this disaster was Anglo-Irish Bank, which eventually went under, costing the taxpayer over €30 billion, a staggering loss, which led to the country leading a bailout in 2010 to stave off total economic collapse. Now, this trial took place 8 years after the events in question, and so far, while a number of bankers have served short periods in prison, some of those have had their convictions overturned. Others have been cleared or given community service sentences, not having to go to jail. Now, the bailout has meant punishing austerity for many Irish people, and there remains deep anger over what bankers did to Ireland's economy and a feeling that the pace of justice is rather slow. This trial, as I said, coming 8 years after the events in question.
Dermot Fleming in Dublin. To the markets now, and America's main share index, the Dow Jones, ended the day down 0.1% at 17,985. Peter Jankowskis was watching the day's trading for Oakbrook Investments in Chicago.
There were some concerns about the possibility of economic slowdown, both worldwide and in the U.S. The U.S. market has had some pretty strong returns over the last few weeks, and investors appear to have taken stock of that as we approach the Federal Reserve's meeting next week.
What are investors looking forward to there?
Well, they're looking, I think, for just some guidance as to when the Fed is likely to raise rates. I think at this point, no one expects them to raise rates at this meeting, but there is some speculation that they may raise them in July. So investors will be parsing the commentary that comes out of the FOMC meeting to try to make a determination on that.
Peter Jankowskis at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index was down 1.1%. It finished the session at 62.31. Gold trading at $1,269 an ounce. On the New York currency market, a euro down 0.7 cents at $1.13.2 US cents the pound, $1.44.8.